Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. Mr. Shu!
We got him.
He's here.
We finally got him.
He's here.
He's here.
Locked and loaded.
We have a long talk, and it's great. It was just so nice to catch up, you know? That's the best part of this, isn't it?
Of course.
Catch up with our friends.
It's a reunion.
It is.
Genuinely like, oh, I got you. Now I get you. I've got you in my grasp.
It's just a FaceTime, and then we're recording it.
Exactly. A really great interview. Really honest and wonderful. So we'll let you just listen to it now, and you don't have to listen to our voices anymore. Well, kind of.
Hi, friends.
It's good to see you.
It's so great to see you.
You know, you look wealthy. I'm looking at you. You look rested. And I feel like when you look
calm.
Rested, you look, that's like wealth. You look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look good. I like that. You know, I do feel wealthy. I feel rested. I don't know about rested, but like my heart is happy. My family's great. I feel really good. So thank you for noticing.
Well, it's so nice to see you. Thank you for hanging with us clowns.
Thanks for inviting me. I think you've invited me. I was going to say, like, it's about time you invited me, but you have invited me before. And I've just...
We have a few times.
No, that's...
That's okay. It was hard to get a hold of you, but you always respond, which is so nice. And before we get into the glee of it all, you're doing Chicago in Japan.
And did the whole announcement in Japanese, which was mind-blowing.
Like, it was really impressive.
I saw Maddie. It. I was like, well, of course he did. Like, I was shocked, and also it was 0% shocked at the same time. I was like, if anybody could figure this out.
You know, I thought it would make a bigger impact in terms of ticket sales. I mean, especially when, like, you're in a culture that they do speak English a lot there, but there's, you know, a predominant, probably most of them don't speak English.
Right.
So, yeah, I wanted to speak to the people. So I called my friend Charlie Okamura, who lives in Tokyo, and him and his wife kind of put, I said what I wanted to say, and they kind of like put it together for me. I sent it back to them and they're like, no, this is what you need. And they basically gave me word for word, like how to pronounce it and stuff. And so
it was very convincing. I thought you were going to say like, oh yeah, I've been learning the language and like, I've been working on it because it was very good.
Well, I mean,
from what I, the little we know, but.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But
well,
awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, you know me, I love language, you know, doing that Light in the Piazza show on Broadway, like how to speak, or how to speak Italian. I just love immersing myself in language. It's such a beautiful challenge. But then you get yourself in trouble when you actually have like a good accent and you start, can speak a few words, then people just start like talking to you. You're like, oh, no, that's it. Sorry.
Yep. You're like, hold up.
Have you spent a lot of time in Japan before?
Yes, I have actually. I do a lot of concerts in Japan. It's a lovely market for me. I think for all of us, I think, it, you know, Glee was very well received over there. So, you know, that opened up a lot of places to go and to perform. So I'm going to be doing that show. And for me, that show is kind of to see where I'm at in terms of live performances again, because it's been a while. It's been since 2015.
It's a good way in, yeah.
And so for me, it's just to kind of see like, okay, you know, I wanted to give myself a big break to, you know, be there for this, you know, pivotal time in my children's lives. But for now, I feel this call to go back to the stage, and I just don't want to jump right into a Broadway show and be like, oh, this is a lot. So I thought it'd be a good, like, kind of, stepping stone to see how I feel about it.
I have a feeling we know what that's going to be for you, but I do.
I do love it.
But it's smart. It's a smart move. But that's awesome. It's very exciting. Okay, Mr. Shu, it's been a while and everybody's been asking for you. And so I think we have to talk about Glee.
Okay, I just want to preface this. My memory is horrible. And I you might spark some memories and I'll be like, oh yeah, and stuff. But
yeah,
I am. I'm really interested to where this conversation is going to go. So,
you know,
yes,
I think it's important for everyone listening, mostly for us, because our memories are also not good. So it makes me feel seen.
But you do talk about this all the time, you know.
And yeah,
I'm sure we are reminded.
We're reminded, but it's. So don't feel bad if you don't remember things, because we do not.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because we're watching things. Like, we're into season 3 now, and there have been full scenes for the first time where I'm like, I am speaking or singing, and I have no recollection of being there. Mm-hmm. Zero. Mm-hmm. And it is...
Season 3 was when that started kicking in, for sure.
Yes.
Like, every day is the same. We don't know what's going on anymore. And you're just like...
Shooting five episodes at once. Like,
Yes. Have you watched any Glee since we finished?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm still triggered by Don't Stop Believing, though, for sure.
Forever. Same. Until the end of time.
No, but I haven't. I'm actually waiting. My son, Revel, who is 6 years old now, having the experience of seeing me being recognized and him kind of knowing me as a famous person. It's so weird. It's so ugly. I hate it. Cause it's like, you know, I want you to love me for me as your papa, you know, I don't want you to be influenced by any of these. And that's kind of like why I wanted to get out of Los Angeles as well. Mm-hmm. So it's weird, like, kind of navigating that as a parent. But it's still, you know, as you all know, it's still very much a part of people's, stories and upbringings and the zeitgeist and all that.
Are you recognized a lot more? Because I feel like when I leave LA, I'm recognized way more than I am within LA. People actually come up to me. Here, everyone's, you know, sort of jaded or used to seeing people who are on TV. So, like, does it happen? I feel like it must happen to you a lot more there.
Where I live, it actually doesn't. Everyone's very respectful. I can see, like, the acknowledgement of it. But rarely do the people come up and say anything to me. Mm. It's usually the most I get it is overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. But yeah, it's mostly overseas, but here, like, small town, it's cool.
That's nice.
Now, I can't remember. We watched the pilot together back in the day. Mm-hmm. We came over, Leah and I, and we all watched it together in between waiting to be picked up and shooting the pilot.
Oh,
I can't
New York?
Remember though.
You guys all watched it together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheaters.
Yeah. But I can't remember. What was your audition process like? or did you just get offered the role?
No, I definitely didn't get offered the role. So my audition process was just a regular audition. I was doing South Pacific on Broadway at the time, and I just got an audition. I went in the room to put myself on tape, and so they would send all the tapes to LA, and I sang On the Street Where You Live, of course, my go-to audition song. And then I did the scenes. And from there, I, you know, the Ryan and Brad and Ian and some other producers, they came to New York to have like the New York audition. I think I was doing a play called Naked Girl in the Appian Way. And it was this play, the woman playing my mother in the show was this brilliant actress named Jill Clayburgh. And she was nominated for Oscars and stuff back in the day, but she took a long hiatus to raise her kids. I don't know if you know, Lily Rabe is one of, is her daughter. She's phenomenal. She's passed now, but she was someone who was like really like a mother figure in my life, but she had worked closely. I forget what she and Ryan did, but I can't even actually say the story, but she said, when you go into the audition, just flirt with Ryan. I was like, what? What does that even like mean? And she's like, you know, just flirt, just be you, just be flirty. And so that was my like going in. I just felt like, oh, I'm just gonna like, you know, just like give him compliments, and,
yes,
and, you know, and stuff. And it totally worked. He was like, he was just like loving what I was doing.
Yes.
And he was like, I remember one thing. He complimented my shoes. He was really into my shoes. Like wearing like these motorcycle boots or something. And, you know, of course, Ryan said, oh, those are
fabulous. That's a big compliment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think he's ever complimented anything else in my life, but but the boots were a big part of it. And then from that audition, I had a really good feeling about it. And they flew me. I think I was the only one they flew in from New York for this, for the network test. Yes. And I remember before I went into the room, you know, I kind of, my agent was kind of saying that I was the guy, but you never want to know that at the time. Just put some pressure on you. But Ryan came and had a conversation with me before I tested. And he said, this is yours to lose. He's like, we all want you, but this is yours to lose. I don't know if that was the exact phrasing, but saying that I was the guy.
He's just, don't get up because we want you.
Yeah, so. Basically. Oh, so God. I went in there and I believe I was shaking. But I have a lot of obviously live performance experience. So I went in there, I felt pretty good about it. And, but in my head, I remember saying, I bet you he's saying this to every person who's auditioning for this part. And I think there was two other guys in there as well. But that's how I kind of tricked myself to be like, no, yeah, he's just
smart.
That is smart.
But yeah, then I auditioned. I went. I think you know the story, but between my first audition and that network test, I learned how to play Somewhere Over the Rainbow in the ukulele. And that was kind of like my new audition song. And of course, that didn't help when my fingers were like cold.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I wasn't like very proficient at the time. I
had another challenge to it.
Yeah. I didn't really set myself up, but it was right. And then I went down, I remember going down the parking garage at, I think it was at Disney, where the test was. And then my agent called me and I got it like right away.
So, whoa, that was quick.
Yeah, wow. Thank God. It was like the waiting is like the worst part.
Yeah, I think mine took like 2 hours to hear, and it was a painful 2 hours.
Really?
It was, but
mine was like 10 minutes.
Because they had to get in touch with the other person to tell them they didn't get it first.
I was with him.
What they have to do?
Yes, you were.
I was with him.
Yeah.
Oh, with the other person?
Yes.
Because we were all flying back to New York. So tell they me
later, text me later who it was.
I want hotel.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'll text you right now.
Yeah.
What's crazy is he's
famous.
So talented.
I'm sure.
And working like
so much more talented. Like it was a coup. It was a full coup because now he's like doing lots of things.
He's got his own journey.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's got his own journey.
Text you right
okay.
Now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that was basically it. And then, and then there was like a while to wait until we actually started shooting it. And I remember it was challenging for me because, yeah, I was in South Pacific and I had to get out of the show. I had to ask the producers to let me out of the show to shoot the pilot, which was a month. And
that's amazing.
It was amazing. You know, Lincoln Center, they were so incredible.
Oh, so nice.
I got it.
Some people have never let you out, though. Like, I was also in Spring Awakening at the time. And thankfully, Jim Carnahan, who cast it, was casting Spring on this side. So, they were cahoots about it. But that's lucky us. Phew.
You were also, weren't you? You were 29 when you got it because you turned 30, right? At the last day.
The last day of the pilot.
Which is crazy to think about.
Basically.
I know, right? Like where we are now. Like
that is mind blowing. Like, I don't know. I was 20, but you, because I think you played our teacher, I automatically looked at you.
Like you were older.
Like you were at least 20 years older than me.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that like we all treat each other as equals. Like we're all like around the same age, but it felt like I looked up to you in that way. Like you are my elder. Mm-hmm. I have to like follow you. That's crazy. I'm 5 years older now than you were when you started the show. I'm going to go. You guys carry on.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I'm 15 years older than that day. So
hey, look at you. You got a family.
You looking good. Great. Skin's good.
Yeah, smashing it.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host the summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, et cetera, et cetera. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of her day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
We had Ryan on this show.
Yeah.
And okay. He said that the role of Mr. Shu was originally written with Justin Timberlake in mind. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No, I never knew that piece of information.
So we all found that out together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that was true, or was that like a he wanted to like to get
like
the,
reverse engineered that?
Maybe.
No, but I would believe that. I mean, he was hot at the time. But how old was he? Well, yeah, I guess he and I are kind of. He's like a couple years younger than me, but.
But yeah, but and look, you guys are like, you know, similar types. Like it would make
grew up
sense.
In boy bands, you know.
But I Here's think it. The move to like not go with Justin Timberlake was like. Or else Glee would have never been what it is, you know?
That's a great point, Jenna. Like, because it was, you know, the show was because nobody knew who any of us were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you had Justin there, it would have been like the Justin show, you know? It's just, it would have been a totally different vibe. And
then to think about like what we went through on that show and how the trajectory of his career would have changed. Like, we wouldn't have known the Justin we know today.
Right.
He wouldn't have been able to put out all, you know.
Yeah. You're so right.
Album, so that'd be interesting too.
Right.
Lucky for us, it was you. You know, like it would have been such a different. I can't imagine the show without anybody that was. I'm sure everybody says that when they do their projects or whatever. But like we know it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't go back and be like, oh, what if this person did? Like, well, and it worked exactly, became the like phenomenon that it did with all of those pieces that were in it. And if one person was not there, especially you. Mm-hmm. You were like the anchor of that whole.
Yeah.
I mean, in so many ways, like it went beyond just you being Mr. Shu. It was like you were sort of like adult in the room to us. Always.
It's interesting to say that because I, you know, knowing what I know now about television and like being number one on the call sheet and like the leadership role that you would want that person to have, I feel like I let people down. Because I didn't know any of that stuff back then, and I didn't know what it meant to be. But at the same time, like there were so many egos in that you know world mm-hmm. that I don't feel like stepping in and trying to lead the company in a positive way would have been very beneficial to anyone because you know mm-hmm. there were people like fighting back against that. I think if I was going into this now, I think I would have done things a little differently.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I didn't feel let down by mm-hmm. you. And also because you were in the adult role, which was a little bit different, like within the group, like Corey did take on that role in a way where you were kind of seen as like the adult and kind of like a father figure, if you will. I mean, it's weird to say that now because we, you know, we're all like similar, very close in age, but, you know, like a father figure in age, and you kind of had your own trajectory and journey on the show. And then, you know, we had us on the other side of the room and we're going through a completely similar mm-hmm. and yet different experience. And so, I think you're right. Like it maybe not would have not been beneficial in a way that was like, is he preaching at us? Is he talking? You know, like there was inequality that kind of Corey had with us that also helped in him leading by example and leading in the ways that he did.
But I felt like you were still a leader when you stepped in the room. Like there was an energy that like we looked to you on and off screen. But I'm just curious, like looking back on your experience now, the show and being the adult, like what was that like for you? And do you have different reflections on it now being so far from it?
On being the adult in the show or just being on the show in general?
I think being on the show in general.
Well, it's interesting, like spitballing, since we're talking about this, I felt like in the beginning, and the way the show was kind of pitched to me was that it was kind of Mr. Schuster's journey. And like it was like in the first two seasons, it was a lot more adults, you know?
Totally.
And then the show changed to be something else. But for me, I felt like I wanted to be involved with everyone. And, you know, we all would sit in Video Village. We all had like, mm-hmm. It was a million cast chairs all the time. But then slowly, I'm an only child. I like my alone time. I slowly, as you all know, started like to distance myself from the kids. And, you know, I would always be in Mr. Shu's office, and that's where you'd follow, or like in my own kind of space. And I was also, you know, I was trying to do other stuff. I mean, like Chris, you know, he was writing books and books while he was doing there. I was going off every like two weekends, like going out doing my solo concerts, and you know, I was just stressed. God, that like our bodies are not designed to go through that kind of pressure. I mean, we had a full-time job, more than a full-time job, and then our other job was promoting the show, and on top of that, trying to keep one foot in front of the other in your own reality and your own life. And you know, your relationship with yourself, with your friends, those are the kind of, and then, you know, going off and do these concerts on the weekend. And then, I don't know, I all the energy, the positive energy that was put into us from that show was so beautiful. And I wanted to give that back to the people because I so appreciated like them and the fans, and wanted to kind of live in that and to be, you know, be filled with gratitude for that. But I don't know. And then there was all this other stuff too. You have like these news feeds coming out, like bashing the way you're playing your character, or, you know, people trying to tear you down. And, you know, that got interesting. Mm-hmm. And I found myself like building this armor, you know, and trying to trying to protect myself, but not completely shutting out my friends and family and everyone. And all of this has had a huge impact on my life. Oh, some super high highs, but also some really devastating lows. I mean, something I'd never really talked about, but on the show was like, I really like was so stressed. I broke into like the craziest psoriasis.
I remember that. That's right.
I know you do. But it was like,
wow. I didn't know why though.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it was just everything building up. And for me, that was just like the physical manifestation of just like what I was feeling, I think, inside. And it got to the point, I remember there was a few episodes in particular, like I remember watching it back at the time and being like, oh my God, like they had to do so much. I remember because it was like the psoriasis was everywhere in my body, but my face was okay. But then it slowly started coming to my ears and then on my eyelids. Aww. And then Kelly Mitchell, the makeup artist, you know, she did her best to like cover it up. But at the end of every day, she had to take it all off and like skin would come off with the makeup. So painful. And oh gosh, it makes me want to like get emotional. It was like so... Yeah, it was really challenging.
Wow.
In a nutshell, it was like I loved the experience and I appreciated it for what it was, but it was really challenging. It was hard to put our bodies through, you know, 16 hours a day, and then, you know, all the other stuff we had to do on top of it. And not like woe is me, because it was
totally
an amazing opportunity. But yeah, we were all there. It was like a war.
You know, I think something like I never thought about from your perspective, even though we are like not too far off in age, for me to you at least,
that decade of lived experience and like you have worked a lot, you've been on stage, you are able to view the success or like what it means, the value of it, the pressure of being number one on the call sheet. Your perspective was probably so much different than ours in a way, because we were sort of like these asshole kids who were like, this show is super successful, we're all super famous, and like, this is hard. Where you saying like you did sort of like create those, you created that alone time, that actual space for yourself to try to like get your head right, to also then capitalize on what's happening on the weekends and going to these concerts, is such like a 30s mindset of let me value this experience for what it is, and also the meaningfulness of it, retain and like take on that responsibility of the mantle of what this is and what it means to me and what it means to people. And I don't think that was something that we necessarily, I think we did to an extent to the best of our abilities. Okay. But hearing you say that, I do think you probably understood it in such, I don't know, a deeper way than we were able to at the time. And like seeing that like come out through like the psoriasis, and because you're always like this. If anyone knows you, you're always so calm, so chill, and it's like nothing's affecting you. But at the end of the day, like you are at the top of the sheet. And like this is, it became this gigantic, gigantic thing. So of course, and like to get a job period in the entertainment mm-hmm. business is like a great thing. It's hard. Yeah. And then you like you end up on this,
you get the job.
You right. get the job. Yeah. And like you get the part on the job. And as like you originally knew, like the show was supposed to be like Will's journey. Mm-hmm. So it's no wonder that happened and that like you felt that. It's just, you know, it's interesting now to look back and be like, of course I didn't think about what your experience was, like what you had
been going through. Yeah, it's interesting you say that stuff. Hearing you say that brings up some other things for me. Just like, I loved the first two seasons because I felt like I had so much stuff. I felt like I had so much like, just juicy stuff to like get, like sink my teeth into as an actor, as a singer. And then the other seasons, it kind of became like I was the exposition of the show. Like, this is what the show is going to be about this episode. And this is what we're going to do, everyone. Like in my big speech I have in the beginning.
We used to laugh about those because you'd come in, it would have a page of dialogue about nothing.
And you'd be like, I couldn't connect to it. So yes. I was awful at memorizing it because had no connection to it.
Right.
And then all of you were like, just not paying attention at all. And I, maybe not you. Everyone's just fair. Phones and stuff. And it's I just fair. Like,
yeah,
it was challenging. It was really challenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if you two know this, but I actually was trying to get off the show.
Really?
I didn't know that. In season five, I asked to be off the show. Cause I was just like, I'm no longer being like used and like, you know, in the way I wanted to, and no disrespect to the show, but I was just like, and also we are at a height. I was like, maybe if I get off the show, I can go do something else, do a movie or whatever. And they agreed to let me off the show. And then Corey passed. And then they said they couldn't do it. Because, you know, have the two main guys on the show.
Yeah. Of course. Wow.
So yeah, it was interesting time.
How did that affect you?
I understood. I was like, yeah, I get it. Like and right. you know, trying to reconcile my own you know, wants and selfish needs with the grief of losing an amazing friend, you know, is a lot of just mixed emotions and stuff. But I'm a professional. I showed up. I did my job, and
you did.
It was a good pay increase, so that worked too.
Yeah, I think I think we all felt that way at some point in our, not that, you know, we were number one on the call sheet and, you know, we're told this story is about you, you know, this show is your journey, but like we all felt underutilized, I think, at some point in this show because exactly. There's a lot of
talented
stuff.
People.
A lot of fans to please. There's a lot of storylines. There's a lot of, yeah, there was a lot of stuff to do.
I took it personally, like I was bad and that's why my storyline kind of went. But then I look at the demographic of what the show ended up being, you know, it's like, you know, they don't want to see Mr. Schuster. They want to see all the kids, you know, so it's, that made sense to me.
Right, right.
Is that why you secretly have held a grudge against me? Because I started rapping more than you did?
I would pass that torch happily.
No, it was like, no, please, no. Don't, I can't do this. Like, why do we have to rap? We are not rappers. This is...
You were the two best rappers of the crew.
Which is saying a lot.
I thought it was going to be a one-off for me. I was like, okay, great. You know,
yeah.
Like,
me too.
Yeah. They're like, oh, and you guys could do it though.
No. It's like sometimes, that is a thing. There were sometimes you didn't want to show things you could sort of do because then they would just have you do it all the time.
That's right.
Capitalize on that.
Yeah, I'm like, this is something I can do behind the scenes to make people laugh. Mm. But this is not something I need to do in front of millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a special talent on my resume that I never wanted to use.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also maybe lied about.
Yes, exactly.
Don't make me do that.
Exactly. Hula hooping.
Dancing. Oh, yeah, I actually did.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell
amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
There was the one episode where you pulled out every tool. You did thong song and you were break, like you were sliding around. I remember seeing you that episode where like Emma is talking about getting married and you're helping her, and you rapped, you sang, you did 18 different styles of dance.
You swing danced with Jane. You did, it was like the craziest episode. We were like, where was Matt this whole episode? And you were like in the rehearsal studio because you literally were in every number doing something different.
You're like, oh, Matt can do everything. So we're just going to have him do everything in this one episode.
Which was, I think, worked out for me because I think that was my submission episode for these in Golden Globes, which I got nominated for. So I think that was, thank you.
It worked.
Right.
Yeah, it worked.
Right. Yeah. Well, you were being utilized and you could show all the different things that you could do. And that was so cool and really, really awesome. Do you feel like the armor, do you feel like the armor that you put up, that you created during Glee? I feel that. Have you had like corrective experiences in the industry? Do you feel like you have corrected that, or do you feel like you've taken that with you and feel more guarded? Like, what is that like for you now?
I think I've just recently, in the last couple of years, kind of come on the other side of that. And I think it's thanks to, you know, talking to professionals and doing the work on myself and finding, because I think the insecurities come from a place of not enoughness, not feeling like enough. I feel a lot more self-love than I felt in a long time. And, you know, I feel, and also just experiencing, you know, how people come up to you and, you know, this is a big moment for those people. And it's almost easier to just be like, yeah, and just go with it. Be nice and cordial for like a couple of seconds and then be on your way. And then instead of being like, oh no, I don't really feel like taking a picture. And then they feel bad about the experience. You feel bad about the experience. So it's just, I think just going through life and learning what it's all about. But yeah, I think the armor has definitely gone down, and, but also with the armor going down, I'm more of a realist about the situations that I'm putting myself into and knowing what to expect, because, you know, I've been in some situations where I just didn't think things through and it turned out bad for me. So I think I just need to go into situations a little more prepared for what I'm walking into. And I think that goes with anything in life, but I think I do that a lot more.
You also got to do two really cool things. You got to sing one of your own songs on the show and you got to direct. How were both of those experiences for you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, singing one of my own songs on the show was really cool. Like a really just great experience. I was just so, you know, tied to the music I was creating for myself. And it just also a testament to it, because, you know, that's, the song was so personal to me. But the brilliance of the writers and how they just incorporated any song into the show. Mm-hmm. When it's your song, you're like, oh wow,
yeah,
you typed in like that. And, you know, it was really interesting. And directing was a phenomenal opportunity. What a great experience! And I think I became a better actor and a better teammate overall in terms of how everything runs and how every cog in the machine, every department has its own kind of thing. And I got to connect with all these different departments and seeing, and especially our show, because everything was so last minute, seeing the professionalism of people like when they're under the gun and under pressure like that was really incredible to see. I wish I had the full experience of it, because, you know, a typical director will go in and have like at least a week to prep. On our show, we didn't get,
and they're not starring in it.
Right.
No, but a lot of people didn't get the scripts until like the day of shooting. So there was no prep time.
Right. That's not the normal.
But the advantage I had, the advantage I had was I knew all the crew.
Yeah.
Everyone had my back. I felt so supported, even with the cast. Like everyone was just like, how can we help you win?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot about just also writing. And because one of the main or the biggest takeaways was from Ryan when we had a meeting before. And he said, the biggest part of directing is the transition from the end of a scene to the beginning of the next scene and how you tie those two together. And that has been just like instrumental in even just acting of how I do it. I mean, I'm doing some writing and stuff these days. So that like just little tidbits have really carried through from the experience. I don't know if I'd want to do it again. I don't know if I was like, I want to be, if I really was going to be invested in directing, I would want to, you know, learn the lenses and learn the angles, and I want to be Alfonso, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that's like a whole nother lifetime of you know, the world.
Totally. Place,
so.
Yes.
Yeah. But you were, I mean, we just watched that episode. One, it was great.
Really
and
great.
There were, you can also see like your stamp on it, or there were some extra like push-ins and whips of like really funny shit and shot in a way that hadn't been done before on the show. And really? I do think, yeah. And I've had that conversation with my friends who are directors too, about if I get asked if I want to direct. And I see the exact same thing you just said. However, you pick all that shit up along the way.
Right.
And you Absolutely. Surround yourself with people who do know what they're doing. And if you have like the vision for it, and all that is to say that if you, you know, don't stop yourself if you want to keep doing it, because I think you were naturally quite good at it.
Yeah. And
I think like anything, we saw, yeah, like you see, like we saw enough bad directors and we saw enough great directors to be, for me to feel like, oh, I can at least be in the middle somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I felt confident in that. And yeah. And like, I don't want to like toot my own horn as a director. Like there was a lot of hand holding in that experience.
No, of course. And it's like the perfect place to do that.
Yeah.
It's a safe space.
It was great. And that's why I wanted to do it.
Right.
I felt like people would have my back.
Totally.
Yeah, but I feel though for those guest directors that just go into procedural shows and okay, here's everyone who knows each other so well and have fun. You know,
you're supposed to be the captain of the ship, yet you're coming into on somebody else's ship. You're driving somebody else's ship, basically.
Yeah. You don't know Mr. Schuster. You don't know like how I was directed to do this thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. A good guest director it's a specific skill as a director to come in to somebody else's house and be collaborative, yet still be a leader.
Yes. Walk that tightrope of I am in charge, but I am also respectful of what I don't know. And like Absolutely. You all who are here every day, like that seems like an unwinnable feat. But we like you said, we worked with some great directors who were amazing at that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see.
Yeah. And I don't know if we were the easiest cast to
Oh, I'm sure we were not.
It's a really nice way of putting it, Maddie.
And there were a lot of us. And so many. You're adding musical numbers on top of it.
I mean, they remember our names. That's like a win right there. It's like they called us by our first name. That's a lot of people most that of fucking the time. Remember. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Were there, this is... after season two, when you said that the adult storyline seemed to dwindle in comparison to, actually, so we got questions from fans, and Hitchcock wrote in, and he said, how did you feel when many of the adult actors on Glee were not featured as much? So I'll just use his question as my own. How, when that actually started to happen in real time, like, could you tell there was sort of this shift?
Yeah, absolutely. There was definitely a drop off. I mean, it was, you know, I felt like, is it something I'm doing that I'm not showing up and giving the performances that are worthy of me having more scenes? Mm-hmm. But I knew the audience of the show, and I knew where the show was kind of being directed and tailored to. So that was really short lived. But honestly, I appreciated the time off. Yeah. I had a lot more time myself, so I was like not mad at it.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like Glee had its pop or its explosion into the world. And then slowly I think it started to come down off its, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. away from the sun. And
you know, there's a direct correlation. There was less Matt and there was less success. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, no comment on that one, but, no, but I honestly, and that was like when my relationship with my now wife started to kind of intensify. And so for me, it was like the perfect storm. It was like great timing. Yeah. And
right.
I was not mad at it. And I was able to go off and do like more gigs. And I think I did a movie in there somewhere. So, yeah. So yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
What to expect when you're expecting.
That's right. It's funny because for people who don't know, like, you know, those musical numbers, they take like 7 hours, you know, on a good day. Like it's a 7 hour formula. You shoot it and all the different camera angles are pretty, you know, set in their ways. But when Matt was not in the numbers and doing the Mr. Shoe thing where he's sitting in the back of the auditorium watching, they would call you in, you know, to get ready and to come in and, you know, shoot your stuff. And sometimes we'd be behind the in front of the camera onto you. And sometimes we'd be like, oh, Matt's here. He's in his trailer. He's been here for 7 hours. And you'd just be waiting. Or.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
Did you just learn like, oh, I mean, like we all kind of knew. You're like, this might be a really long day. I don't need to be here. How did you fill your time?
Making albums.
Well, it depends if we have internet or not.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh my God.
How did I fill my time? I don't
just avoid the space and time.
I
did sleep. I became a good napper. I'm not a napper at all, but I became a good napper on that show.
so brutal.
I was playing music. I had my ukulele in there, and I was like, that's when I really started to kind of get into that instrument. Looking back, I was like, oh gosh, I wish I had filled my time with so much more productive. Like Chris, I'm so envious of Chris, like the way he just kind of did his thing back there. But I do have to say, I'll tell you my longest time waiting in the trailer.
Oh God.
18 hours.
No.
I believe it. And wait, can I guess the episode?
Yep.
Was it Super Bowl?
Yep. In Long Beach, you were shooting stuff in the field and stuff all day. I waited 18 hours and and then they said, oh, we don't need you.
No.
And I went home. Yeah, I didn't even use me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I think there were a lot of times, like to what Jenna was saying, that I think he was probably waiting not 7 hours, but like 12 on the regular, because we'd see you probably for blocking in the morning. And if we had two musical numbers or there was like another scene, like you'd only see you at the beginning of it and at the end of it. Yeah. And they'd like have you go away. And then there would be a full day would happen. No. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I became better at asking to leave because I didn't live very far from the studio. Yeah. So I was like, I'm you know, 5 miles away. Just give me an hour heads up and I'll be back.
Right.
That is nice, too. Eventually, like, we built that rapport with the ADs and things.
They trusted that we could come back.
Not all of us, but some of us.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Not the ones who Transpo had to go pick up because they slept through their alarm in the morning. Mm. Did that ever happen to either of you?
No.
Not to me. No. I never slept through, but I don't
have. Did you? Kevin?
No, it never happened to me. It was always such a huge fear of mine, though.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so we've been rewatching the show, and like, you and Sue in those first three seasons are just, it is pure comedic gold. That, I mean, all of it. But I think we have to talk about you, your experience working with Jane, because you guys have such incredible chemistry. You're so far on the end of, you know, the spectrum on each end of the scale. Like, it really just works so beautifully. But tell us about working with Jane, and how did you not laugh like all the time? Did you just get used to it?
Comedic legend.
Makes you think I didn't laugh all the time. I was laughing. I ruined so many takes because I could not hold it together. Are you kidding me?
Good. That makes me feel
okay,
better.
Okay. Good to know.
Gosh, I was laughing like all over. Yeah. She was a godsend. Like, I mean, just like, we became like really, really close on that show. And we don't talk as much, but like, we still, you know, communicate every now and then. And I love that woman. And for me, yeah, as you guys like looked at me as the adult and, you know, the kind of that figure, she was that for me. And she was that person. I was like, oh, I need to like look up to her and see what she's doing. And yeah, so I loved working with her. And I don't know when it was, but I made it my mission, because I was always, you know, fucking up takes and laughing. It was my mission to make her do that in a scene. And finally, I don't know what episode it was or anything, but it finally happened, and I broke her. And I was like, yes, I'm so proud of myself. It was like such a moment of like accomplishment. I was just like, yes.
That is a win.
Yeah.
Wow.
But like, there's a deep love for that woman. And I know she feels it too. Like, we just really respected each other. And yeah, we became really tight on this show. And it was one of those things where, you know, we would hang out outside of the show, going to dinner with her. And I wanted to ask her a lot. I feel like I asked her like more questions than I did anyone else. I'm just curious about her journey. And, and you know, she's very self-deprecating and just like doesn't think she's as amazing as she is. And but she's someone I really look up to and have learned a lot in my life from her.
I remember one of our first scenes with her, because we did not get to work with her, especially in the beginning, very often. And after that scene, I was so, it was like a 50% terror, because I didn't want to like, this is Jane, comedic legend. Yeah, I didn't want to mess up the scene. And the other half was like, oh my God, I'm on the like edge of bursting out with laughter this entire time.
Yes.
And my only thought walking away from that was, how does Matt do this?
Every day.
Like, every day. All of your scenes. It's like, how does he do this? I am intimidated, and I want to burst from the scenes with laughter all at once.
Yeah.
And there were those episodes were filled with you guys, where she would be saying the most asinine shit.
Well, like, possible. Showdown. Like,
Ian would go off the rails, and you guys would be at each other's throats. Like, this is the best thing ever. And I don't know how you get through any scenes.
I think it, you know, I'm just recalling now, it did get easier for me because I knew her so well, and I knew how she would say the lines. I knew how she would deliver it. Because you know, Jane had the thing. And so,
a rhythm.
I mean, yeah, she's a rhythm, but you know, obviously she does go off that rhythm. She's not like just some like one trick pony.
Right.
But and then that's when she did that. That's when it would get me, because I was expecting something else. But I, and this is not good for me to say as an actor, because I was expecting her to say it. Actor would say, I was just there listening. But
after 100 episodes, it's fine.
Yeah, with James, you kind of had to like
to protect the take.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to start doing that because I didn't want to keep ruining the takes. So I did start to develop her rhythm inside of my head to prepare myself to not laugh.
No, that's a good, that's a really,
you have to, there has to be some mechanism.
Yes. Otherwise you're just, how do you get anything done?
She can kill someone with just a look. I'm like, that is the funniest shit I've seen today.
I get the intimidation thing though. For a while I was really intimidated by her, but it worked because that's her character, obviously. Mm. So.
Right. Just use it.
Which is also hilarious because she is like the softest, nicest. Yeah,
I
know.
I don't think anyone in Hollywood has a bad thing to say about Jane Lynch.
No, there's no way. And that's the reason why she has 80 jobs at once always.
That's right. That's right.
She'll say, I'm never working.
Yeah.
Okay, Jane.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And she takes care of all those animals. This sweet, sweet lady. Yeah. What a sweet, sweet human.
Should we do some of these fan questions?
Yeah,
there were a lot of questions for you, Matt.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We obviously are not going through the hundreds of questions.
Yeah. Here's one. At what point did the hair jokes stop feeling like jokes?
Pretty early on. You know, it's funny. I've had such a journey in my own life with my hair. My hair used to be stick straight and blonde, like super blonde, stick straight. And when I went through puberty, that's when it started curling up. So I didn't know what to do with it. And for years, I was just like trying to like manage these curls that just came out of nowhere. And I used to wear Depp gel. Gel.
Yeah.
So like hold your hair. And then I got into Lubriderm, like the body lotion.
I'll never forget that. That
was kind of my thing.
Yeah.
It never really bothered me because I love my hair. I think it was more a Ryan thing because he didn't have hair. He was just kind of like, trying to keep going. He would say that.
He would.
He was very jealous of my hair.
Yes.
Yeah, you did have great hair, bitch.
He was just really playing at you. He's saying, here you go, Maddie.
I get it.
No, I think there's a little contempt there from Ryan. But I don't think it ever lost its... It might have lost its like kind of luster with the audience because there was a lot of hair jokes.
Oh, it never got old. It was one of my favorite.
But they were always fucking hilarious though. Brilliant. So it was great.
I was like, where is Ian coming up with this? It's like, get out your thesaurus of hair jokes.
Truly.
Also, the funny thing was that like your hair always looked nice. Like she'd say this crazy stuff. Like his hair looks normal.
It's perfect.
And like good. Yeah. And she... I liked that she hated it so much, but there was nothing wrong.
Yes, exactly. She was really nice. She was,
because if you actually had bad hair and then they were picking on it, it would have been
not a problem. Yeah,
that wouldn't have been funny though.
Right? Exactly.
No, it wouldn't have
been. Exactly.
Someone just wrote anything about working with Jema.
I mean, how long you got?
Yeah, exactly.
Just the kindest, most open-hearted, beautiful and respectful, not only actor, but just human being. I think I know. She is just, she wears her heart on her sleeve. She's so thoughtful. She cares about the work. She cares about the person she's working with. And she is just, if I missed one person from that show the most, it would probably be her. Mm-hmm. Like I don't keep in touch with her very often. But I loved working with her. Every time I saw that we had scenes together, I think I put more attention into those scenes because I knew that she would always show up. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to make those scenes just as dynamic and as strong as can be, because she comes off as a little, you know, on the show, like a little ditzy, but she was so present and so in character and so just like, she would just give it every time. So I felt like I had a really solid co-partner to work off of. So
yeah,
she's the best. She made it look so effortless.
Yes.
You both talk to her?
Yeah.
Every now and then. Yeah. Because I'm obsessed with her. Like she's
any
like,
excuse to see her.
Top two funniest people I've ever met.
Oh yeah.
Like she's
it's
disarming. Yeah. Like you wouldn't necessarily think it.
And then exactly.
Right.
She says some crazy ass shit.
But you're right. She's really sweet, and it makes her a really good actor and a good scene partner because she's so giving. She's, so, she brings out the best in everybody. So you could definitely tell, like, rewatching those scenes. I think the adult scenes stick out to us more now because, you know, back in the day you're watching, you're like, oh, what did we do? And what clowning were we doing in this number? And you know, you're watching yourself, but to rewatch it through the lens of in the space and time that we've had, you're like, oh, wow, I get it. Like, it was really, it's really profound and different and exciting for us to watch it now.
You're making me want to go back and start watching it.
I know. I mean, those first few seasons too were just like, it's really, really great. And the work is really, really good. Everybody really was giving it. So let us know if you do.
I will.
Somebody asked, what do you miss the most about playing Will?
I know there's been like a lot of backlash for that character, you know, in terms of his proximity to the students and all this stuff. And
none of that's your fault.
Of course not.
It's a different time.
Of course not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but I think at the time I did take that personally. But I'm an actor showing up saying my lines and being directed in a way, in a certain way. So I didn't like what the character became, I guess. But for me, I think the thing I loved most about Will was his proximity to the kids, because for me personally, I had like great mentors in my life and people that I just really, you know, I knew them personally. Like I knew their kids. I went to their kids' baptisms and all these things. And they were just like, really just, I was really involved in their lives and them in mine. And I feel like that was Will Schuster, you know, he was just cared so much.
Yeah.
Looking at a lens of 2024 where we are, I'm sure, I'm like I said, I don't remember the show that well, but I'm sure some of the stuff was a little probably creepy, but, yeah, I come from a time where, you know, having mentors meant so much.
Yeah, same.
Really, I was really proud of that, of being a mentor. And I think in the beginning, I really wanted to be a mentor to all of you as well in real life, until I got scared. I think the mentorship role was something that I really connected to.
Yeah. I hear that.
Do you have a favorite guest star?
Oh, that's a really tough one.
Yeah.
So many.
I think GP for me would be my favorite, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
I just loved her.
You guys are great together.
Yes, it was really good.
But I mean, I have so, like, okay, Kristen would be the top. I was really lucky with guest stars. I feel like I really got to like have some great scenes with guest stars.
Yes.
And
yeah, you got to do all of the stuff with the guest stars.
Well, somebody asked about Dream On. It's like, you know, Neil Patrick too. Oh. Like, you guys singing that was like unreal. It's so good.
That was fun. I just remember him. He was like hosting the Emmys that year. He was so like, what am I doing? He was so lost.
Didn't he host like the Oscars like the night before or something?
Yes.
The Oscars?
Yes.
Was it the Oscars? Was it the Emmys?
Oscars or Emmys, and we all went to the parties, and then we showed up to work the next day. He's like glowing, and we're all like, I'm dead.
But he had like monologues. He's like, I'm not going to get this.
Sorry. He's like, sorry, guys, in advance.
Yeah. And then he won an Emmy. He's like, remember when I didn't remember my lines?
That's why I'm getting an Emmy thing, because he won the Emmy for that episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He was so great in it. And that number in particular was like one of the highlights for me. But Gwyneth Paltrow, like Jaima, is just like one of those giving people, and just, and we have gone on to like have just an amazing friendship. And, you know, now she's married to Brad, and like,
I just love
the two of them.
Yes.
It's great. Now she's family. She's family forever.
She is. Okay. So we ask everybody at the end of the episode.
Oh, geez. One of these questions. Okay. Here we go.
We're a self-help podcast. No, I'm kidding.
We should not be giving advice.
No. What is the feeling that Glee leaves you with?
Connection's going out. Sorry.
Oh, it's great to see you, Matt. Thanks.
I'm dead.
It is so mixed. I don't have a single answer for that question. Like I said, it was the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. But when I look back at it, and I'm so proud. I'm proud of the impact that we had in society. I'm proud of all the things that we did for so many communities that were underserved or underrepresented. The show opened people's eyes to diversity, to people who weren't the status quo, who looked different, who acted different. And I feel like it was the beginning of such a revolution. And for me, that is so beautiful to have been at the kind of nucleus of that whole, you know, thing. So I can't look back and be, you know, I can complain about being overworked and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But just like the impact, that's the thing that will stand the test of time. And for me, I think that is, that's a beautiful thing, because most shows, most TV shows do not have an impact. They're binge worthy. They're fun. They're, you know, you might learn something, but there are few and far between shows that have like a cultural impact and a societal impact on people. So
yeah,
I love being a part of that legacy.
Beautiful.
Well said.
Thank you for taking the time to chat with us. This is it's just nice.
Oh, is this a podcast?
Shut up.
No, don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. No.
If you see anything online, it's a lie.
Oh, I can't wait to see what sound bites come out with. All about sound bites, kids.
That's right.
Thank you for having me. And glad we just got to catch up.
Yeah, it was so good to see you. Seriously, thank you for spending so much time with us. That was very sweet of you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Wow, Matty Morrison, Mr. Shoe himself.
You know,
what a joy.
He's a kind soul.
Calm soul. Yeah. No, it was very enlightening to hear his experience and for him to be so honest about it, you know, because I think he said, we separated around season 4, 5, 6. Like, we didn't really see that much of Matt. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was like we didn't get the insights like we used to. We didn't get him as much.
And I think we were so bogged down in our day to day that we weren't.
Everybody was.
It wasn't like we had time to even like hang out with him outside of work, like, or anything.
Yeah. It's
like,
no, we you're were right. Just, we were hanging out with whoever we were with shooting. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so grateful for Maddie to come and share his experience. And I hope you guys enjoy the episode.
And remember when you're talking about Shu that Matt is not Shu.
Right. You know, don't hate on Maddie.
People don't, though.
We can hate on Shu, but let's not hate on Maddie.
Just to be safe, you know?
Yes, of
people are very good about separating the two. Just want to state it. Thank you, Matt Morrison, our Mr. Shu forever, for joining us. And that's what you really missed.
Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know, when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels.
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more
Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.